Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
So, Stephen, tell us about your pretty bad trip.
Well, yes, Susan, that was a couple of years ago now. We were flying with a family, and we live in Derbyshire in England, and we were flying to Skiathos in Greece, Greek island. And generally, we fly a local airport, but because we were going with my in-laws, they like to save money, so we went to Manchester Airport, which is an hour and a half drive the wrong direction.
So you're going already in the wrong direction. You weren't happy when you started.
So we started very early in the morning. I think we left home at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we got to Manchester Airport, plenty of time to spare. But unfortunately, that day happened to coincide with a baggage handler's work to rule, which means they were basically going incredibly slowly and doing the minimum. So when we arrived at Manchester Arrivals Hall, it resembled Manchester United rather than Manchester.
Back in the stadium.
Manchester Airport,
Healing with people.
5 minutes before kickoff, yeah. So
it was
absolutely packed and you couldn't move. And so, anyway, a couple of hours, we actually put our bags on and we got on the plane. But then the pilot announced when we got on the plane, but because obviously of the trouble in the baggage hall, that a number of people weren't on and we had to wait for them, and we wouldn't mind because they would wait for us. But I don't know.
Oh, are you sure?
We'd miss our slot. Yes. And I'm sure you wouldn't mind because they would wait for you.
So it was all for the greater good.
So yes. For probably like a 9 o'clock flight, we took off eventually at about 12 o'clock midday.
Okay.
So everything was going fine, and about halfway there, it's about a four-hour flight, halfway there, the captain announced, could all the cabin staff go to the front of the plane? And so when they came back, they all looked a bit worried.
So you looked a bit worried.
Well, yeah, they sat down. I've got long legs. I always sit on the emergency exit seat. So the staff sit when they are landing and taking off. They sit directly in front, and they did not...
very
happy at all, no.
Oh,
and then the pilot came on and said, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is typical. It's my last ever flight. I've been flying for 25 years. This is my last ever flight. And we've got a problem with hydraulics. I don't know what it is. We won't be able to land at Skiathos. I'm going to land at a military airbase in Greece with a huge runway.
And did he sound calm, the captain?
Not really reasonably, but what he did say, he finished off by saying, well, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat a bit with this one, so I won't be speaking to you again until we land.
Oh, wonderful.
So that put everyone at rest. Anyway, eventually, obviously, the plane didn't crash. We landed, didn't notice brakes going on. And so we're in a military airbase in Greece, so this is probably mid-afternoon. And so we hung about then. Of course, everything's out of kilter. And so we had to wait for the airline or the package holiday people to sort us out some onward transport. Eventually, we got on a coach. This was probably late afternoon now. That was going to take us to a Thessaloniki, which is a port in Greece. So that was probably... 3 hour coach journey.
Oh no.
Actually by now it had gone dark actually.
Oh,
so
right,
we had clue where we were going by then, and there was no saying we were arriving in 10 minutes. We had a clue where we were. The bus was just kept going and going and going and going. And eventually, it was probably 3 or 4 hours, we arrived at the port, and then no information, but the word got round that a ferry had been arranged to take us.
Oh, goodness me.
It wasn't a ferry like that crosses the English Channel.
I know.
It was one of these smallish ferries. And it was actually quite good because there was a bar upstairs. And it was serving drinks.
Thank goodness there was a bar.
And of course, we have a clue. And how long does it take to go on a ferry from Thessaloniki to Skiathos? I mean, no one had an absolute clue. So we went on. And we did eventually arrive in Skiathos at about... 6 o'clock in the morning, so 24 hours after we'd left.
So you've taken a plane, a coach, and a ferry.
Yes.
Well,
that's
interesting. And then trip.
And luckily, the hotel staff had stayed up to let us in. So we wheeled our cases up the high street. Luckily, we were staying right in the town centre, which was only half a mile from where the ferry stopped.
Yeah.
Other people were going on to Skopelos.
So you walked. Oh my
goodness. So they were having to hang about and wait until the onward ferry to Skopelos, yes, where they filmed Mamma Mia, yes, by the way.
Yeah.
And so they were.
So you wrote a postcard saying, yeah, having a great time. Wish you were here. Yeah.
Okay. Eventually, yes.
Yes. Well, yes, thank you very much,
no,
for that.
No, pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.